Hey, everybody. Once again, this is Jordan, and it is Monday night. We've been doing this call every single Monday night for the past 5 years, and today is the 28th of December, the last Monday night conference call for 2009, and I want to thank you for being on the call between the holidays. Hope you all enjoyed your Christmas, and we got New Year's coming up here. I'm calling in from Los Angeles, California tonight, and going to be heading over to Vegas for the new year and spending some time with my good friends Bob and Betty Ann Golden. So as I was preparing for this call tonight, I began to think about some things that really helped me to clearly see the real value and simplicity in what we do. And I want to share some of those thoughts with you tonight. As we prepare for the new year, it's important to really get clear on a few things. It's important to know why we're doing the business and who we're becoming and what we plan to do to succeed. It's also important to know what we plan to give on our journey. And I say we because each year I look to start with a clean slate as if I'm starting the business all over again. If you've read Beach Money, in my book Beach Money, I talk about the Etch-a-Sketch strategy, which essentially means just like an Etch-a-Sketch, at some point you sometimes choose to turn the Etch-a-Sketch upside down and shake it, and you start with a clean slate. I do this each year, and I attribute much of my success to the fact that I'm always starting over. Each year I want to know what it feels like to be a brand new distributor and create new growth in my business. So every single month I'm meeting new people, helping them get started in the business. So when you look at a tree in the spring, you'll notice fresh new buds forming on the branches. You'll notice new saplings sprouting out from the ground. This renewal and regeneration must continue to happen in your business, whether you're a brand new distributor or someone that's been around for years. The lifeblood of our business is new people. And new and excited distributors share the energy of send out cards and share the rejuvenation. And I've watched organizations that for whatever reason have become stagnant. Maybe there's a small team of 30 or 40 people that somehow got into management mode and they started managing each other instead of continuing to really focus on new growth. But I've watched stagnant organizations come to life as a result of the pace set by a few new people that hit the ground running. And as a brand new distributor, your job is really simple. You share the true gift of send out cards by sending out cards and gifts to people that you meet and people that you know. You share the opportunity of send out cards by handing out Success from Home magazines and mailing out DVDs. You give the gift of appreciation to others by having them send cards to the people they love on a gift account. And a gift account is simply a free account that we set up. And most of you know about that. If you're brand new, you may not. But talk to the person that set you up on your free account initially, and they can show you how to set up a free gift account for others. It's all pretty simple. In fact, I just want to make a little side note here because this happens all the time. I'll have a new person that 'll be frustrated because they've set up free gift accounts for people and they've forwarded them an email with a link. And they're frustrated because none of those people are going in there. People are busy. They've got complicated lives. And so if you just forward an email, it's treated like emails are treated. People scan them over real quick and delete a lot of them. You really want to just get on the phone with somebody or meet with them in person, either in their office or in their home, and actually walk them through sending the card while you're with them. You can, you know, literally 10 out of 10 that you're with them when they do it will send a card, whereas if you send out 10 emails, you maybe will get one that will do it on their own. So I want to share a few thoughts, and I'm just going to go through some random thoughts that I had today that really will kind of demonstrate the simplicity and the regeneration and the creating of a whole new brand new business for yourself in 2010. First thing I want to talk about is a conversation that I had with my good friend Craig Wilson. We were talking about Social Security the other night, and it dawned on me that 90% of the population will work for 40 years hoping to get a Social Security check that may or may not be there. And typically, if they do get that check, it's less than $2,000 a month. They'll work 40 years to retire on a check of less than $2,000 a month. That's 90% of the population. And most of us are committed to this plan. Well, not a week goes by that I don't talk to someone on our team that has a residual check that exceeds what most people collect in Social Security after working for years and years and years of their life. In 2010, get as committed to your business as you are to your job. That means clearing your schedule, showing up, and doing the work. Most of us spent years going to a job, including myself. I spent 17 years going to a job, most of the time we wouldn't think about missing days at work for an extended period of time because we may risk losing our jobs. Yet many times our personal business takes a back seat to so many other things that we call priorities. If your financial freedom, your future, and your family are truly important to you, make your business a priority so you have a fighting chance of success. The second thing I want to talk about is part-time income in a full-time business versus part-time income with a full-time job. Let me explain. The question comes up regularly, should I quit my job and go full-time? When others ask the question, how much are you making, really what they're asking, is this worth my time? If you're working the business full-time and making what most people consider to be part-time income, that's not too impressive. Let me say that again. If you're working the business full-time and making what most people consider to be part-time income, for example, you're working full-time but you're making $1,500 a month, that's not too impressive. But if you do the business on the side and you're making a great part-time income, that's worth it. Same amount of income. So don't leave your job too soon. Keep your job until you have a healthy full-time income that consistently far exceeds your current income. Let your part-time income fund a nicer lifestyle for you and your family. Pay off your debt. Upgrade your car. Take an extra family vacation. Do that while you still have your job, and do that on your part-time income, your side income. Leave your job when it's comfortable and you won't be stressed out and desperate for money. It's really difficult to build this business if you're stressed out for money. Now, if you're already doing send out cards full-time, then work like you've never worked before and get really focused on productive activities. Full-time income on part-time work may be in your future, but please take it one step at a time. Now, I'm saying there are some really serious incomes to be made in send-out cards. I'm just saying to take it one step at a time. It's way more impressive to have a job, a full-time job, and work your business on the side and have a part-time income that's impressive than being working your business full-time and having a income that's not that impressive. So that can make a huge difference in your success and who you attract. I want to talk a little bit about your dream list. The most powerful thing that you can do to launch yourself into the new year is to update your dream list. I do this every year. In fact, I do it multiple times a year. Take out a yellow pad or open a fresh new window on your computer. Give yourself at least 30 minutes if you're busy, and brainstorm your dreams for 2010. No interruptions. And I recommend being in a place that you can feel creative and free. You want to use your right brain in this activity, your creative brain, versus your left brain, which is your logical brain. That means setting aside all your doubts and your fears about what's possible and what's not. Get into the flow and have fun designing your 2010. It doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, it's more powerful if it's simple. If you do nothing else between now and December 31st, do this exercise. Give yourself 30 minutes. Give yourself the gift of 30 minutes between now and the end of the year, and use your bright brain, your creative brain, and brainstorm your ideal 2010. What do you really want this coming year? Who do you want to become? What are you committed to doing, and what will you give in the process? In 1992, you ready for this, guys? In 1992, when I finally began my first big MLM run, that was after being involved for 10 years at 11 companies and never making a penny, never signing up a single person. In 92, when I finally began my first big MLM run, my list was short. These were the three things. I have the sheet of paper written in pencil of the three goals that I wanted to achieve in 1992 with my new business. The first was a cell phone. I'd never owned a cell phone. The second was a fax machine. I'd never had a fax machine. Still didn't have a computer. It wasn't even on my list. And the third thing was a new wardrobe. So I wanted a cell phone, a fax machine, and a new wardrobe. And if I accomplished those three things in 1992, I would have felt successful at my business. Now, at the time, I was driving that beat-up old Jeep, and I couldn't even see making enough to upgrade my vehicle. My belief was that low in myself. So start with three things that have to happen for you and then go from there. And I like to work in threes, and I'm going to give you some examples. Now, these are not my examples. I'm just using these as examples to describe what your three things might be. And you've got to come up with three things that are powerful for you. So the first is, what do you want? And again, these are examples. It might be A. These might be the three things. A, take the kids to the Lakers basketball game. B, buy a new bicycle for everyone in the family so we can all ride together. And C, do yoga 4 times per week. Those are 3 things. Now, what are the 3 things that have to happen for you to feel successful in 2010? Write those 3 things down. You might expand on more than 3, but start with 3. The second thing is, who do you want to become? And who you want to become can be written in I am statements. So here's 3 examples. A, I am a Send Out Cards executive. B, I'm attracting all the right people into my business. And C, I am peaceful and powerful. But write down 3 powerful I am statements. Who do you want to become? So the first is, what do I want? The second is, who do I want to become? Just 3 things. You can do this in 30 minutes. Just brainstorm. Use your creative brain. Get in a really comfortable, peaceful place and just write out 3 things. The third is, what will I give? And I'll give you some examples. 3 examples of what will I give. A, I am a generous tipper. B, I invest in myself and in my business. And C, my cards and my points are gifts that I send into my network on a daily basis. So that would be under what will I give. A, I am a generous tipper. B, I invest in myself and in my business. And C, my cards and my points are gifts that I send into my network on a daily basis. But you create 3 things that are meaningful for you. Those are just examples. And then the last one is, what will I do? Let me give some examples of what will I do. A, I am meeting 5 new people each week. B, I am sending out cards and gifts each day to the people I know and the people I meet. C, I am doing 5 gift accounts per week minimum. So those are 3 examples. I'm meeting 5 new people each week. I'm sending out cards and gifts each day to the people I know and the people I meet. And I'm doing 5 gift account walkthroughs per week. And you want to post these somewhere where you see them every day. Your subconscious mind will work on you as long as you see these every day. Keep it so simple that your subconscious mind doesn't really have to work. It just sees them and it goes to work. I mean, it really doesn't have to – there's not a lot of trying. It doesn't actually move into your conscious mind. It's just something you look at and your brain processes it. And you'll be blown away. Many of you have experienced this before, the miracles that can happen as a result of it. Now, I want to talk about another thought I had today, and it's around the rhythms of nature. You know, acknowledgement is what we all crave, and this is a fact of life. Giving and receiving are as part of nature as the changing of the seasons. And as I was walking along the beach this morning in Southern California, I spent about 1.5 hours just walking along the shoreline in Southern California. I would stop and I'd close my eyes to listen to the rhythm of the waves. And I reflected on the changing seasons and the sound of the wind blowing through the treetops in the pine forests of Arizona. And I was really present to the crashing sound of the waves as they hit the shore and then that calming sound of them going back out to sea. And I couldn't help but notice that our business takes on a similar rhythmical cycle of growth. Water evaporates, and as the moisture rises into the atmosphere, giant cumulus clouds form to eventually dump bucket loads of water back onto the landscape. Getting in tune with the rhythms of nature hold a key to your success in the business. There are cycles or patterns that represent the ebb and flow of success in our business. What you send out is what you get back. Think waves. I've also noticed that seasonally our business has patterns. And you can fight these patterns or you can work with these patterns. Have you ever noticed that a river tends to dance around the big rocks that it has to navigate? It doesn't slam into them with force. It flows around them. Consider working your business in much the same manner. Send out cards is like water flowing into the ocean being fed by a great river of appreciation. Meet people. Express gratitude. Share your life through the cards that you send out and always look for ways that others can appreciate what you do so it might benefit them as well. And remember, your check is simply a measuring stick as to how well you do with all this. Cody calls it loosening the grip. It's just really like blending in with that natural ebb and flow of nature. It's like what we do. It's that appreciation cycle. The next thing I want to talk about is freedom. My dream for you is to have a business in 2010 that doesn't need you. So my goal is to create a business that doesn't need me. So again, you're looking for freedom and not just another job. If your business requires you to be part of it, then you just got another job. So for me to be responsible, I must create a business for myself that provides true freedom and then show you how to do the same thing. If my business needs me to succeed, then I haven't done my job. If I need to have my hand in everything all the time, then my business is dependent on me, and I won't ever experience true freedom. So how do we accomplish this? Well, we must consistently give others the power to succeed as an independent entrepreneur. See, I don't need DeMar to be successful in the business, and he doesn't, and so I go out and build my business, and he gets a check as a result of it. If I was dependent on him, that he would never have true freedom. So I'd like to differentiate between working with people and helping people get started. Whether you're a brand new distributor, when I was brand new in the business, it was the same philosophy. My job and yours is to give people what they need so that they can do the business without me. So you need many people that will work independently of you to create a healthy income. And yes, truly, we are all one team, and we all work together and have fun together. But when lots and lots of people in your organization are sending cards and introducing send-out cards to others, and they don't need you, you have true freedom. If they need you to succeed, you'll never have true freedom. So the key to true freedom in your business is to do and teach some simple things. First, you must get great benefit from using the send-out card system. That's the first thing. You personally must get great benefit from using the send-out card system on a daily basis, sending out appreciation and gifts and cards on a daily basis. Then you must look for ways to meet and connect with new people each day. And then you must introduce send-out cards to others by sending out to give. Finally, setting up a new card sender or an entrepreneur is the lifeblood of our business. Think buds on a tree in springtime, brand new buds on a tree in springtime. That's the lifeblood. It's new people. It's setting up new card centers and setting up new distributors. So helping someone get started is simply giving them what they need to succeed and then holding their hand through the first 1 to 3 people that they introduce to send out cards. And until they can do it on their own, your job is to get them started doing it. Teach them how to use the system. But they've got to be part of that process. You want to teach them how to use the system. You want to ask them to begin to fill their contact manager. Ask them to send out cards daily. Ask them to be on the Monday night conference call and on the corporate call. On a 3-way call or in person, help them introduce send out cards to a couple of people and do this together with them until they get the hang of it. Usually after watching you do it once or twice, then they'll begin to do it on their own. So I'm going to share a quick story with you regarding something that I did about 2 years ago. I was talking to Stephen Burgess today, brand new executive, Stephen Corey. You've seen him on the they do a little testimonial on the Send Out Cards Opportunity DVD that we send out. And I was talking to Stephen and I was telling him a story. A couple of years ago, I had this really bright idea. I said, you know what, I'm going to have Megan call 130 people in my organization, a little over 130 people in my organization that have done nothing. And I'm going to have her find 35 people that want to be on a personal coaching call with me. Now, these are 130 people, 135 people that have done nothing. And I'm going to have her sort through all these people and ask them a series of questions. I gave her a series of questions to ask each one of them. And we narrowed it down to 35 people that wanted to be on a 5-week coaching program with me. And so we started that coaching program that lasted for 5 weeks, and I had a call, 1-hour call for 5 weeks. They had all committed to being on all 5 calls in 5 weeks, and it was an open call. They could ask questions, and I would ask them about their week, and I'd give them a little assignment, and then they would go out and report on their progress and all that. Now, after 5 weeks, this was my results. I had 8 people after 5 weeks that were still with me out of the 35. And guess how many people, of all 35 people that were on with me for 5 weeks, of which only 8 made it through the whole 5 weeks, guess how many new distributors we brought onto the team? You're not even going to believe it. 0. 0 new distributors, 5 weeks, and I'm the #1 guy in the company. I'm supposedly the best coach in the company, right? Yeah, right. So what's the moral of the story? What I found out is that all this time and effort that we put in trying to get people that aren't doing something to do something seems to be somewhat of a waste of time. I realized once again, and I knew this before, but I realized once again that really what I need to do, how do I know whether somebody's ready to do something? They're doing something. Those are the people that I want to be spending my time with, the people that are doing something. And if they're not doing anything, then I got to go out and find somebody new, new growth. I know it's a crazy story, but that's actually what happens. So what I've been doing and what I continue to teach to do is I consistently look for 2 to 4 new distributors per month that I can sponsor. I'm consistently meeting new people, putting them into my contact manager, sending out to give, looking for opportunities to introduce the send out card system and the opportunity to new people by having them send cards. I send out DVDs on a regular basis. I look for the people that raise their hand and say, me, I want to do this, and then I plug them in. And my goal is to help them get their first 1 or 2 people and then make sure they know about the Monday night call, make sure they know how to use the system, and then I just keep moving forward. Never look back, always look forward. The time that we spend trying to get our people to work typically is a waste of time. It's all about timing. It's about their timing, not yours. You know, it's really easy to beat up on yourself if there's something you're doing wrong. Like, what am I doing wrong? How come my people aren't working? It's not about you. It's not about send out cards. It's not about our product. It's not about our comp plan. It's people. Some people are ready to go to work and others aren't. And it's all about their timing, not yours. 6, simplicity. I want to talk about simplicity for a few minutes. A key to fast growth in your business is simplicity. You must have a clear and simple message that can be communicated with ease. And again, apply that 8-year-old test. If an 8-year-old can't teach it and an 8-year-old can't do it now, then don't do it. It may be good for you if it's more complicated than that. In other words, if you find a system that's really complicated that it takes somebody a long time or a lot of money to learn, you might get good at recruiting people doing that, but it won't duplicate. It generally won't travel very well. I want something that's going to be great for me, and it's also going to travel well. So I was having a discussion today with Stephen Burgess. As I mentioned, we were talking about simplicity, and I asked him, what's the number one reason why you must keep your message clear and simple and short? What's the number one reason why it needs to be clear and simple and short? And I'll ask you that same question. What do you think the number one reason is to keep your message clear, simple, and short? Here's the reason. People are busy, and for the most part, their lives are pretty darn complicated. We live in a pretty complex society with, you know, things are pretty fast-paced today. So especially with the internet and the amount of information that we get on a daily basis, a clear, simple, and concise message lands well and travels well. Most of all, people say, I can do that. So I have somebody take out a sheet of paper. I do this a lot. When I've got somebody on the phone, after I've had them send a card or after they've watched the DVD, I have them take out a sheet of paper, and I ask them to write out 3 things, just 3 things. And then I say, do you think you can do these 3 things every day? And those of you that have been on the calls know what the 3 things, I'll touch on them really briefly. Can you send out a card every day to express gratitude or appreciation without an agenda? Can you send out a card with a DVD every day? Can you walk somebody else through sending a card on the system? And they say to themselves, I can do that. So I have them pull out a sheet of paper and I say, write these 3 things down. This is all we do, these 3 things. And I say, can you send out a card every day? Can you send out a card with a DVD to somebody that you think could use send out cards or would benefit from the opportunity? Could you send out a card every day with a DVD in it? Could you walk somebody else through sending a card just like I did with you? Could you do that every day? That's all we do. That's what I say. And they say to themselves, I can do that. I also share the simplicity of getting started so they know what will entail. I share the simplicity of getting started. Again, 3 simple things, and these are the 3 things I go with through with them. Some of you on this call tonight, I promise you, there's people on this call tonight that are saying to themselves, after I repeat this, they're saying, you know what, I can do that. Why? Because my message is simple and concise, and anyone can do it. And when people feel that they can do it, they get started and they share it with others. So here's the 3 things in getting started. This is what I say. A, it'll take 5 minutes to sign you up on the website. We can do that now or when you're ready. You can start using the site tonight and sending out cards and gifts tonight. It'll take 5 minutes to sign you up on the website. You can do that now or when you're ready. You can start using the site tonight. You can start sending out cards and gifts tonight. That's the first thing. The second thing is we're going to set up an hour to teach you the ins and outs of the system. That's the second thing. And the third thing, I would like you to set up a time with me, with just one person that you know that we can show send out cards to, either to use it or to make money. Just one to start with. And I'll do all the work. You just get them there. So those are the three things. It'll take 5 minutes to sign you up. This is the first thing. It'll take 5 minutes to sign you up on the website. You can start using the site right away. Second thing is we're going to set you up. We're going to set you up a time, 1 hour, where I can teach you the ins and outs of using the send out card system. And the third thing is, can you find just one person that you can put in front of me with you there, and I'm going to walk them through sending a card just like I did with you so you can see how I do that. Those are the three things. Can you do those three things? And they're saying to themselves, I can do that. That's it. It's just simple and concise. When people say, I can do this, then they go, let's get started. So, and if they don't, it's no big deal. Think about the river flowing into the ocean, the way it moves around the rock. It's not an obstacle. It's not something you're crashing into. At that point, that's all I start doing is I make sure that they're in my pipeline now and they get cards from me. I never pressure people. I let them get started when they're ready to get started. I put them into the pipeline. But I'm always out tomorrow looking for the next person. Who can I meet tomorrow? Because I want to go out and I want to meet new people every single week. And you know what? I don't, like some of you on this call, some of our leaders, you don't have to do this anymore, but you do it because you know it's a fun, great thing, and it helps people. And I don't have to do this anymore. It's fun. I can't imagine doing anything else. And every year, like I say, every year I regroup, just like the Etch-a-Sketch strategy. Every year I regroup and I start over as I'm a brand new distributor. I redefine my dreams for the new year. I begin to look at what's my plan. You know, what am I going to do? I'm sorry, what am I going to, what do I want? What am I going to give? What am I, who am I going to be, and what am I going to do? Those are the things that I lay out for myself. So we're going to open the call, give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. You're awesome. Oh, important. Upcoming events, I want to just mention this real quick, and I'm going to send an email out, but January 9th, Phoenix, Arizona, DeMar's going to be in town. I'll be there with him along with Dave Smith, 90-day success factor in Phoenix, Arizona. Great way to launch your business on January 9th, 9 to 4. I'll get details out on that on the website. January 13th, I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri with Cody Bateman, rocking the new year. Executive Steve Gaither and Janet Galvin are going to be there. That's on the 13th of January, and I'll send out a link on that. And then January 23rd, I'll be in Tampa, Florida for the Treat 'em Right seminar, and there's also Super Saturdays coming out. I'll send the link out on that, but it's socsupersaturdays.com, going on all across North America and Australia. That'll be coming out here shortly. You'll see the link, and then I'll be in Australia with Cody for a tour, and there may be a few others with us on February 20th through the 28th. So I'm going to open the call, give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight, and on the count of three. First of all, Happy New Year, all you guys. Give yourself some time between now and the end of the year to really define what you're going to do and what you're up to for the new year. And I'm going to open the call, give everybody a chance to say goodnight. So on the count of three, tell me your name and the city you're calling from. One, two, and...
Weber, Florida.
Dean Johnson, Sacramento, California.
Cassandra, Michigan.